Hello everyone, welcome back to Her Venture Talk, where we aim to empower and inspire women to take control of their financial futures and entrepreneurial dreams. I'm your host, Helen, and today we are diving into episode 3, Business Model and Planning. In this episode, we'll explore the importance of having a solid business plan, different business models, and the key components of an effective business plan. So grab your favorite cup of drink, get comfortable, and let's dive right in. You may have heard the saying, failing to plan is planning to fail. And this is especially true when it comes to starting a business. A solid business plan serves as a roadmap for your entrepreneurial journey, outlining your goals, strategies, and action steps for turning your vision into reality. But why exactly is a business plan so important? Let's explore a few key reasons. First and foremost, a business plan helps you clarify your vision and objectives. As you develop your plan, you'll be forced to think critically about your business idea, the market you want to enter, and the strategies you'll use to achieve success. This process can help you identify potential roadblocks, uncover new opportunities, and refine your overall strategy. Also, a business plan can serve as a valuable tool for securing fundings and attracting investors. Whether you're seeking a small business loan, applying for grants, or pitching to angel investors or venture capitalists, a well-crafted business plan demonstrates that you've done your homework, have a clear vision, and are serious about your venture. It can help build credibility and trust with potential founders and increase your chances of obtaining the resources you need to launch and grow your business. In addition to helping you secure funding, a business plan can also be useful with seeking partnership, collaborations, or even when hiring key team members. By presenting a clear and compelling vision for your business, you can attract like-minded individuals who share your passions and are excited about the opportunities to contribute to your venture success. Finally, a business plan acts as a guiding document that keeps you and your team focused and aligned as you navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. It's easy to get distracted or lose sight of your goals, especially when you're juggling multiple tasks and wearing many hats as a business owner. By referring back to your business plan, you can stay on track, measure your progress, and even make adjustments as needed to ensure that you're moving in the right direction. So now that we've established the importance of a solid business plan, how do you actually create one? After the short break, we'll dive into different business models and discuss how to choose the right one for your venture. A business model is the framework that outlines how your company creates, delivers, and captures values. It's essentially the blueprint of how your business will generate revenues, engage with customers, and grow over time. There are many different types of business models, each with its own unique advantage and challenges. Understanding these various models and selecting the one that best aligns with your vision, goals, and resources is crucial to your venture success. Let's start by discussing some popular business models that you might consider for your business. First, we have the product-based model. In this model, your business creates and sells physical or digital product directly to customers. This can include anything from clothing to accessories to softwares and ebooks. To be successful with a product-based model, you need to have a strong understanding of your target market and offer products that are unique, high quality, and in demand. Next, we have the service-based model. In this model, your business offers services to clients or customers, typically on a project or hourly basis. Example of service-based models includes consulting, graphic design, or marketing services. To excel in a service-based model, you need to have a deep expertise in your field, strong communication skills, and ability to consistently deliver exceptional results for your clients. Another popular business model is the subscription model, where customers pay a recurring fee to access your product or service. This model is increasingly popular thanks to its ability to generate predictable, recurring revenue. Subscription-based business can include everything from streaming services like Netflix or Spotify to membership-based websites or software-as-a-service SaaS platforms. So to thrive with a subscription model, you need to offer compelling contents or services that keep customers engaged and willing to pay on an ongoing basis. One more business model to consider is the marketplace model, where your business acts as an intermediary between buyers and sellers, taking a commission or fee from each transaction. Examples of marketplace business include Etsy, eBay, or even Uber. To be successful with a marketplace model, you need to create a platform that attracts and retains a large user base and facilitates seamless, secure transactions between buyers and sellers. Of course, these are just a few examples of the many business models available to entrepreneurs. The key is to choose a model that aligns with your vision, values, and goals, as well as your target market and industry. To determine the best fits for your venture, consider factors like your customer base, your unique value proposition, your revenue goals, and the level of investment you require to launch and scale your business. As you evaluate different business models, it's important to keep in mind that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one entrepreneur may not work for another, and it's entirely possible that you may need to adapt or pivot your business model over time as your venture evolves and the marketing landscape shifts. Once you've selected a business model that aligns with your vision and goals, it's time to start crafting your business plan. Shortly after the break, we'll discuss the key components of an effective business plan to help you lay the foundation for a successful venture. Creating a comprehensive business plan is essential for any entrepreneur. A well-crafted plan not only helps you articulate your visions and strategy, but it also serves as a valuable tool for securing fundings and attracting potential partners or investors. In this segment, we'll cover the main sectors of business plan and provide guidance on how to effectively communicate your ideas. The first component of a business plan is the executed summary. This is a brief overview of your entire plan and should be concise and compelling. The executive summary should include your business name, location, brief descriptions of your product or service, and an outline of your goals and objective. Think of it as your business elevator pitch. It should grab the reader's attention and leave them wanting to learn more. Next, we have the company's description. In this section, you provide more in-depth information about your business, including its mission, vision, and core values. Describing the structure of your company, such as whether it's a partnership or a corporation. You should also explain the unique selling proposition of your business. What sets you apart from your competitors and make your offering stand out in the market? The third component is the market analysis. This is where you demonstrate your understanding of the industry, your target market, and your competition. Conduct thorough research to identify trends, market size, and growth potential. Also, analyze the strength and weakness of your competitors, as well as any opportunities and threats that may impact your business. By demonstrating your knowledge of the market, you can build credibility and show potential investors that you are prepared to navigate the industry landscape. Now, let's move on to the product and service section. Here, you provide detailed description of your offerings, including their features, benefits, and pricing structure. Explain how your products and services address a specific need or pain points in the market and how they differ from what's currently available. Be sure to highlight any intellectual property or unique aspects that give your business a competitive edge. The fifth component is your marketing and sales strategy. In this section, you outline your plan for reaching your target audience and generating sales. Discuss your promotional tactics, such as advertising, public relations, and social media marketing. Explain your sales process, include how you approach customer acquisition, retention, and upselling. Be specific about the channels you'll use to reach your customers, as well as any partnership or collaboration that will help you gain exposure. Next, we have the organizational structure and management team. This section should provide an overview of your company's organizational structures and the key members of your management team. highlights the relevant skills, experience, and qualification that each team member brings to the table. If you have any gaps in your team, explain how you plan to address them, such as by hiring new talents or seeking external advisors. The seventh component is a financial plan. This is a critical section of your business plan, as it provides an overview of your projected income, expenses, and cash flow. Include detailed financial projections such as an income statement, balance sheets, and cash flow statement for at least 3 years. Be realistic in your projections and explain any assumption you've made. If you're seeking fundings, outline how much you need and how the funds will be used to support your business growth. Finally, we have the appendix. While not always required, an appendix can be a useful addition to your business plan. Use this section to include any additional information or supporting documents that may be relevant, such as market research data, product illustrations, or legal agreements. Now that we've covered the key components of an effective business plan, it's time to start putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard. As you work on your plan, remember that it should be a living document that involves with your business. Review and update your plan regularly to ensure it remains relevant and reflects your current goals and strategies. Thank you for joining us today for episode 3 of Her Venture Talk. We hope this discussion on business models and planning has provided you with valuable insights and guidance for launching and growing your entrepreneurial ventures. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date on future episodes. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends, family, or anyone you think could benefit from learning about business model and planning. In our next episode, we'll explore the process of financing your venture and essential steps in turning your entrepreneurial dreams into reality. Until then, keep working on your business plan and remember, the journey to success begins with a single step. See you next time. This has been Her Venture Talk, empowering and inspiring women to take control of their financial futures and entrepreneurial dreams. I'm your host, Helen, and I can't wait to have you back for our next episode. Until then, stay curious and stay empowered.